Welcome to Media Minutes. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
When Congress voted last week to extend the payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits, they also passed another important provision for the public, opening up TV spectrum for unlicensed use. All wireless signals run on public airwaves, also known as spectrum. The bill allocates a chunk of these public airwaves for public or unlicensed use, rather than reserving it for exclusive or licensed use by big companies like AT&T and Verizon. Already, unlicensed spectrum powers up to 90% of iPad internet traffic and a growing proportion of overall internet traffic, as well as everyday gadgets like garage door openers, baby monitors, and remote controls. Matt Wood, policy director for Free Press, says access to more unlicensed spectrum allows internet companies to innovate and connect rural areas of the nation with high-speed broadband. One downside of the bill, however, is that it reserves a portion of spectrum for auction.
The bill is definitely a compromise. We would have liked to see more spectrum set aside for potential unlicensed use and for new and innovative companies to come in and develop new broadband business models using the public airwaves.
Wood is worried that the bill doesn't do enough to promote competition in the auctions, meaning companies like AT&T and Verizon could stockpile spectrum.
That spectrum then tends to go to a couple of incumbents that act as gatekeepers and that don't give people as much freedom and as much of an easy path to getting online. They try to monetize every last bit of it.
Still, Wood says there's much to celebrate, including the technological possibilities that come with more unlicensed spectrum.
It's hard to imagine a world where you had to be plugged into the wall to continue getting online, and so people have come to rely on Wi-Fi and other types of unlicensed spectrum access to extend the range of their broadband connection. The new uses for unlicensed spectrum that are still coming down the pipe from technology companies will allow for an even better sort of Wi-Fi, if you will, rather than just relying on having a contract with a carrier like AT&T, like Verizon.
Wood said Free Press will monitor the outcome of this bill and will continue to advocate for greater competition in the spectrum auctions. To find out more, visit freepress.net.
This May, Chicago will host both the G8 and NATO summits, and a city councilman wants to ensure that cell phones and the internet don't fall victim to any police shutdowns during these events. At a Chicago City Council meeting last week, Alderman Ricardo Munoz proposed an ordinance that would forbid the Chicago Police Department from cracking down on protesters and journalists by shutting down mobile towers, blocking mobile and web access, or jamming signals. Although there's been no indication that Mayor Rahm Emanuel or Police Chief Gary McCarthy plan to cut off communications, Munoz wants a commitment in writing. These are the first G8 NATO summits on American soil in the age of Twitter, and we want to be sure people are able to communicate, he said. The city council did not take action on the proposal, and neither Emanuel nor McCarthy have embraced the idea. LightSquared had big plans for injecting more competition into the wireless market. The company wanted to use a hybrid of on-the-ground base stations and satellite service to create an open network that would provide phone and internet service with 4G connections. But those plans soured this week when the Federal Communications Commission informed LightSquared that it would prevent the network from launching. The FCC had granted conditional approval to LightSquared, pending the results of testing by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. But the NTIA's report said LightSquared's plan would interfere with GPS devices, including those navigation systems found in airplanes and boats. But here's the rub. It's not that LightSquared signals are bleeding outside their own spectrum. It's that the GPS devices have not upgraded to the latest technologies and pick up signals from neighboring bands. LightSquared is calling for GPS manufacturers to fix the flaws in their devices, but the FCC evidently is not willing to force the GPS industry to retrofit its devices to better filter signals. Meanwhile, LightSquared figures prominently in a political battle on Capitol Hill between FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski and Iowa Senator Charles Grassley. Last October, President Obama nominated two people to replace retired FCC Commissioner Michael Copps and former Commissioner Meredith Atwell Baker, who resigned last spring to work as a Comcast lobbyist. Grassley won't allow the nominations to proceed until the FCC gives him documents relating to the conditional approval granted to LightSquared. He believes the agency initially showed favoritism towards the company, and even though the FCC halted LightSquared's plans after receiving the new NTIA report, Grassley isn't backing down, forcing the FCC to continue with only three commissioners.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.